In a city known for its great food, lunch in Las Vegas just got a whole lot better. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's right. The amazing kitchen and serving staff at Rhythm Kitchen is now serving up an incredible New Orleans-style lunch buffet. Every weekday, beginning at 11, you can enjoy white tablecloth service upstairs in the Grand Ballroom at Rhythm Kitchen. This amazing New Orleans-style buffet features catfish, jambalaya, hush puppies, I just love them, fried okra, and so much more, plus a full salad bar, and all for just $13.95, including a soft drink. That's right, just $13.95. So whether you're looking for a classy business lunch or you're on the clock and you want a great meal fast, make lunch plans today at Rhythm Kitchen on South Decatur at Sunset, just off the 215. Don't forget, the New Orleans-style lunch buffet opens weekdays at 11. For reservations or menu specials, check them out at rhythmkitchenlv.com. That's rhythmkitchenlv.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Friday. We'll get to the Friday song in just a bit because we always celebrate Friday. We had thought that maybe parents in the Clark County School District had scored a victory, that the Clark County School District had essentially jettisoned proposed policy on transgender bathrooms slash locker rooms, what your children in the Clark County School District will be enduring. Now we're finding out maybe it wasn't quite as much of a victory as we thought. Erin Phillips is with Power to Parent. She joins us in studio. Good morning, Erin. Good to see you.
Good morning. Good to see you, too.
In fact, we haven't had you in a long time, and I'm glad we're getting you in now. You sent out a release that essentially declared a victory in at least one battle along the way relative to whether biological boys can go to the women's restroom or to a women's locker room. And now we're finding out maybe that's not the case. Can you give us the backstory and then bring us up to date?
Yeah, sure. So the district communicated to us that the policy recommendations that the working group had been working on since about October, we're not going to be included in the backup materials for the 22nd meeting, which is this coming Thursday. And we really felt that that signaled that they had really listened to the parents. We've attended upwards of 7 of these public input meetings where hundreds of parents have participated. And
bottom line, you packed the place.
Absolutely, yeah. To the point that they actually had to reschedule the last meeting because there were several hundred parents that were in the cold. We had asked for a venue change, and that was denied. But after our email went out 2 days ago, I believe, Trustee Wright communicated through Twitter that they, in fact, are not discarding those policy recommendations, which was disappointing because we really felt like it was an opportunity for the district and the trustees to gain some trust back with the parents, to have some more transparency, which is an issue that they have struggled with in the public. And so we thought that they were listening to what we had asked and what we had wanted.
When you originally felt they had discarded these, who was it that told you they had discarded them?
You know, we communicate with different people from the district, and so there was some different ways that we had gotten that information. But the question that I feel like is really important and that we are asking is, if they're not discussing these policy recommendations at the 22nd meeting, but they're also not throwing them out and starting over, then why aren't we discussing them at the 22nd meeting? it seems very disingenuous that we are, they're still going to use those if in fact they move to direct staff to write a policy, but they don't want to have them on the agenda in order for parents to, you know, these have been the center of the debate since October, but they don't want to put those on the agenda for parents to be able to see those and look at those and discuss those.
So in a nutshell, describe what that proposed policy was.
Well, and parents can find this on the CCSD website under the gender diverse policy tab. And it's really, and we have put some of that out on our Power to Parent Facebook and our website. But essentially, it opens bathrooms and locker rooms for gender diverse students, allows them to use those facilities with the gender they identify with, as opposed to the their biological reality. And it addresses overnight trips. It addresses, I mean, it's pretty extensive, so it would take a long time to go over all of it. But I think the most important thing to note is that it essentially, it's bad policy as far as recommendations go. You know, it doesn't provide equity and fairness for all of the 322,000 kids in Clark County School District. It really isn't asking for equal rights in this policy. It's asking for special rights for a certain group of kids. And as parents and as stakeholders, we want to protect all kids, not just one demographic of kids. And we want to protect those kids, all of them.
Again, Aaron Phillips joining us from Power to Parent. Explain what hashtag Power to Parent is.
Yeah, so Power to Parent is a parental rights organization. We defend parental rights. There's been it's been highlighted to us over the last few years that parents are losing their rights left and right when it comes especially to decisions within schools that decisions are being made for them by people who are not the parents. And so we are here to stand up for those rights to protect our kids.
Aaron, let me ask you, do we know what percentage of transgenders there are in this big, huge Clark County School District?
So my understanding, and this is an exact number, but my understanding, it's about 0.001% of kids in Clark County School District.
So all of this is going on for 0.001, whatever it is.
Correct.
This is a very, 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 very small minority.
Well, we want to accommodate the needs of students who have different needs. We want to do that for all of the kids who have different needs in the Clark County School District. So this, what we're doing is not saying we don't want them to have their needs met. We don't want to have accommodations for those kids. What we want is we don't need sweeping policy. And it's been sort of miscommunicated that we are required to have a policy in Clark County School District, and we're not. If the district was enforcing current anti-bullying legislation, it's very extensive and it's very accurate to address all of the things that have come out in how to address kids with gender diverse issues. And as a side note, coming from the state, they have asked that to be amended to have the rights and needs of gender diverse kids to be met. And also kids with autism and autism spectrum disorder. That number is about 16,000 at the last time I had checked. And that hasn't even been addressed in any of these discussions. I haven't seen a working group for those kids. So I'm curious about what's happening with that.
I'm curious. And again, by the way, you're listening to Live and Local Now, your statewide program of record. The state has not yet been heard from on this, but they promise they're going to come up with their own diversity standards that will be required statewide. Is it a matter of this is kind of a moot point, what you guys are doing at the local level, because the state is going to come in with its own policy?
The way I would describe it is that the county is putting the horse before the cart, or cart before the horse, because we don't have any guidance from the state yet, and CCSD is not required to have an expanded policy. So this amends current law, and when we see what that does, then we will adopt that language. That'll be the requirement. But what's happening is they're wanting to have really radical, extensive policy within the Clark County School District, and that is not required by law. So we need to wait and see what the state does for sure.
Okay. On the 22nd, Clark County School District will have another meeting. Is this on the agenda for the 22nd? And if so, is this just a preliminary thing, or is this voting on?
Yeah, so those are all great questions. So this is the only thing on the agenda right now for March 22nd. They've moved it to a large venue, to the Clark County Government Building, and that's on our website and our emails. And they are going to allow a minute for each speaker, and everyone who wants to have an opportunity to speak about this can speak.
This is not going to be one of those 30 minutes for one side, 30 minutes for the other side.
That's not my understanding. And as you know, these meetings have been really created a very divisive, it's been really hostile environment for all of the people who have been at those meetings. And I feel like it's created a lot more distrust instead of what the district needs, which is to partner with parents. But that being said, we are told that they may vote. They're going to discuss and they may possibly vote on whether or not to direct the superintendent and staff to write a policy. So what we obviously would ask parents to do is to come and ask them to not write a policy. There's no requirement for them to write an expanded policy. And we need to start over. This process has been tainted. It's been so divisive. And why? And again, I think one question that needs to be answered, and I hope that we can get this answer before the 22nd, is why aren't we putting those recommendations on this agenda to have in the open, to be transparent about what is the basis for these discussions? What is the basis for this possible policy? If they're not going to use it, then let's scrap them and start over. If they are going to use it, it needs to be on the agenda on the 22nd.
Who on the Board of Trustees is on your side?
You know,
or do you even know that?
I really don't know, because here's the thing. I mean, we have a large, diverse group of voters, and we've, in conjunction with Nevada Family Alliance, have done a poll here in Clark County of 2,200 verified Clark County voters. That was across demographics, so it was across Republican, Democrat, Independent, and it was about 75% of that came back that the district has a transparency problem, and 64% said they don't think we should open bathrooms and locker rooms, and they don't think that not opening bathrooms and locker rooms is being discriminatory. So this is actually a pretty bipartisan issue, and I think that if the trustees who are with us are the trustees who are going to be listening to the voters, I mean, they work for the people. They are elected by the voters.
And the voters are the customers.
Exactly.
They're the clients.
And if they're really listening, then the trustees who are with us are also with the side of the voters and side of the parents, the stakeholders of the kids in Clark County School District.
Okay. So on the Board of Trustees, how many votes do you think you have right now for just tabling the policy, discarding the policy, whatever you want to call it?
You know, it's not been demonstrated to me that I would actually know. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
I mean, I would love to think that we had, you know, we had four votes. I would love to think that. But I don't want to be naive. I would love to think that all of the trustees have been open to hearing from their constituents. And I think their constituencies have been pretty loud and pretty vocal, especially, I mean, I don't know how many input or public meetings you've been to. I've been to quite a few, and almost never do we see this kind of a turnout, this kind of response from people who have come out to have their voices heard and to participate like this in the process.
Do you get a sense, though, that these people, these trustees, are actually listening, or are they just going through the motions?
You know, I think there's a few that are listening, and I think that there are some that intend to shove a policy down the throat of the parents without actually listening. I hope they can change my mind. I'm very open to having my mind changed. I'm very open to, you know, we've always tried to partner with them. We've tried to meet with them and reach out to them. So my mind is open to being changed, and I hope that it can.
The notion has been proffered that the district has to do this, that either through Title IX or other means, they're being forced to do this. Anti-bullying, that they actually have to do this. This is something that's being forced on them, and so all we're doing is just doing what we have to do. Do you think that people like Carolyn Edwards and others are being disingenuous? Do you think they're lying about this? Do you think they're misrepresenting the facts?
I think that there are several trustees who have taken a stance that they have an issue that they're going to push through, and I think it's regardless of the facts, or it's a misinterpretation of the facts. That being said, it is not required for them to have a policy specifically about gender diverse students. We are required to have an anti-bullying policy. That's required by law. We have one. It's extensive. It's extremely accurate. We really support our current anti-bullying legislation, the policies that are in place. The Nevada Department of Education has those posted on their website. I think that, you know, we have yet to see someone show us something that says we are required to have this particular policy. So,
what is the I'm trying to make the connection between the anti-bullying law, which is currently on the books,
correct,
and the use of restrooms. Mm-hmm. Where are they connected?
So what we are being told is that, and I think what's happening is they're using a public accommodations law, which is the NRS 651, and they're using that as to sort of justify that you are not allowed to block access to any public facilities. Mm-hmm. We have seen in other cases that doesn't apply to restrooms and private changing facilities. And at the same time, we're talking about kids who are, you know, kindergarten through 12th grade. Restrooms and locker rooms don't exist to affirm gender. Public schools don't exist to affirm gender. What they do is they're separated by bodily reality. And that's how it's always been. And so, as far as a public school policy goes, we really believe that public schools should remain neutral. They shouldn't be pushing one ideology or another. They should remain neutral, protect all kids. And the only way to do that is to have restrooms and locker rooms separated by biological reality, and then have an option that is that accommodates kids who don't feel like they fit into any of those categories.
Again, Power to Parent President Aaron Phillips joining us in studio, talking about this proposed transgender policy relative to bathrooms and locker rooms in the Clark County School District. And by the way, if you're living in Hawthorne or Reno or Sparks, that this has no impact on you, forget it. The state is planning its own transgender policy. What is it you want parents to do? I know parents are always telling me, well, what can I do? I'm just one voice. I'm just one person. I've got three kids in the Clark County School District, but what can I do? What is it you're asking parents to do?
The first thing parents need to do is they need to contact their trustee. They need to find out who their trustee is if they don't know. And they need to reach out to them and say, we don't want you to draft a policy. We don't want you to direct staff to draft a policy. They need to show up to the 22nd meeting, March 22nd, Thursday.
This coming Thursday, when, where, why, and how?
So that is at, I'm going to have to like peek at this. So 6 p.m. and that's at the Clark County Commission Chambers Government Building, which is 500 South Grand Central Parkway. We would really like people to probably come a little bit early because we know that there's going to be a lot of people that are going
to You have to get on a list, or
so
how do you do
that? You can actually call ahead of time. You can call the school district and ask them to put you on the list to speak, or you can sign up when you get there. And they said that they will hear every person who wants to speak.
So it, 1 minute.
1 minute. You have a minute to speak and just let them know that we do not need an expanded policy. We want to protect all kids. If they are going to have any guidance down the road, we need to have guidance for principals and privacy for all students.
Aaron, it is great to visit with you. It's been what? It may have been a couple of years
since
we had you in studio. It's great to have you in studio. Thank you so much. Thanks for fighting the really good fight. I don't know how this thing's going to end up. We still haven't heard from the state. That's going to be a battle down the road. But this is the battle that's right in front of us, and it's next Thursday. Make sure you are there. Aaron, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.
Aaron Phillips joining us from Power to Parent. Joining us live and local now. Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800. 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at truedentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowana.com.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Again, that meeting next Thursday, 6 p.m., Board of Trustees will hold a meeting to discuss and take possible action on this transgender policy. By the way, the Clark County Commission Chambers Government Center, located 500 South Grand Central Parkway here in Las Vegas. Make sure, if you have kids in the Clark County School District, you need to be there. You need to protect your children from these policies. Stick around, more to do. We got the Friday song coming up. And we'll also get to some of your calls as well. Here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Local now. Always nice when Erin Phillips comes by. And again, she hasn't been in, I want to say, maybe in a year or maybe two. But this issue is so important. No, this is just something that's very, very important that needs to be dealt with, but out in the open and not behind closed doors. And, in fact, I understand that Aaron Phillips is going to meet with district officials today. And I don't know, maybe she'll get some clarity, but to me it seems like the school district is not being very transparent. And anyway, we'll find out more. Oh my gosh, I almost forgot.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Yeah, you know, this is the day that we all work all week for, so we can celebrate.
Hey!
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Simply put, it's Friday. It's our favorite day. Yeah, I just love Friday. Coming up later in the show, we have a late addition to the program. Danny Tarkanian is going to join us about 11:45. Now, I was told, in fact, Amy, his wife, said, I believe on air, that he was going to file for the U.S. Senate yesterday. Yesterday came and went, and nothing happened. Now I understand that he's planning on filing at 12 noon. And that he wanted his mom to be there and family members, and in order to accommodate that, they had to push it back. There's been a lot of rumblings around his candidacy, and I'm just guessing. I don't know this for a fact, but I would imagine he's getting a lot of pressure from Dean Heller people. And maybe from as high up as the president. I don't know. So we wanted to get it straight from the horse's mouth. So Danny Tarkanian will join us 11:45. And he'll tell us exactly what he's going to do at 12 noon. He may even be at the Secretary of State's office. I don't know. But he will join us at 11:45, and we'll get the straight scoop from the candidate himself. Danny Tarkanian will join us. Let's get to your phone calls. And by the way, if you are a parent in the Clark County School District, and you've got kids in the district, do you want boys with male genitalia walking into the girls' bathroom or the girls' locker room, and on the premise that they feel like a girl that day? They may have boy genitalia and parts, but they feel like a girl. Is that the policy you want for the Clark County School District? Call me right now. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. By the way, coming up at the top of the hour, NDOT is continuing plans for I-11. I thought the plans were done. Now we're finding out that they're looking to bypass Hawthorne. And, of course, for those of you listening in Hawthorne on 98.7 FM, this is vitally important to you. We'll check in on that coming up top of the hour. Let's get to your phone. In fact, let's begin with my buddy Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
With hopefully our next Senator Tarkanian coming on during the open hour, and this collapsing of a $14 million to those of us that adhere to the most important day of our American lives coming up April 15th, we bought and paid for that. And I don't know how that was infrastructure or how it helped the commerce of that jurisdiction of Florida. But, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't one good old boy, Bubba, run? First time I ever heard of infrastructure, not even taught that in school. Yeah, and I thought our infrastructure was fixed 8 years of Bubba. Can you name one bridge or road he did a damn thing for? 8 years of an Islam lover. And you, all your listeners remember the clip. We don't have any shovel-ready jobs. We never did. And he laughed about it.
It was a joke.
He laughed about it.
It was a joke.
Yes. And you know, if you have nephews, I know you have a son, but I think he's past that age. Anybody getting out of high school, or even their junior year, tell them, hey, don't worry about your civil service number till you're 21. And by the way, and I have a colonel for a father, and he told me how much I didn't fill out my civil service number because Title IX, which was 74, 75, and women and the equal rights was in full. They want equal rights. They can be drafted too. God bless you. Have a good weekend, Kevin.
You too, Frank. There you go, my buddy Frank. Yeah, he makes a weekly appearance on the show, and I always love it when he does. You want to join us? We've just freed up a line. In fact, I've got two lines open right now. 1-844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And by the way, this is so sad that these. I mean, that's just a horrible way to. I cannot imagine being crushed to death. By, I don't know, 3 tons of cement or whatever's in a bridge like that. I can't imagine what that would be like. We talk about a good way to go, a bad way to go. I think that would be a bad way to go. To be crushed to death. Now I know what's going to happen because this was supposedly a new bridge. This is not a crumbling infrastructure thing. This may be shoddy workmanship. This may be shoddy materials. But the fact is, it did collapse. And whether a bridge, whether a bridge is old or young, I think we all have a right in this country to expect that when we drive over a bridge or under a bridge, that it's not going to collapse. I think there is an unwritten agreement that we'll pay our taxes, you'll build us infrastructure, and hopefully infrastructure that will last. Now, I understand the president has proposed infrastructure. Why it's not moving forward in Congress, I do not know. But the fact is, we do as Americans have rights to expect our bridges to not collapse on top of us. And I guarantee you, the next time I go under an overpass, I'm going to think about that bridge in Florida. Because that is absolutely, positively wrong. Coming up, Kellyanne Conway responds to those Hillary comments in India over the weekend, this past weekend, where she said that women in America, many women have to either be informed by their husband or get approval from their husband before they go and vote. I mean, I don't know what America this woman is living in. I have come to calling her Mrs. Irrelevant. She is so yesterday. And I'm gonna be honest with you. I mean, anybody that thinks this woman is fodder for another run at president, you're nuts. You are certifiable. Coming up, I'll let you hear from Kellyanne Conway. She laid out Hillary Clinton yesterday on Fox. Did you see this? Oh my God, this was scorched earth policy. This was nothing short of amazing. Stick around, more to do. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us as we continue live and local now.
Adam Laxalt answers few questions and offers no solution.
He's taken money from about every lobbyist and big casino in town. He can't provide the adult leadership Nevadans deserve.
Dan Schwartz has been a CEO, solves problems, and won't take a dime from lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Who says there's no such thing as a free lunch? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm so excited about Rhythm Kitchen's incredible New Orleans-style lunch buffet that I want to treat you to a free lunch. This New Orleans-style lunch buffet includes jambalaya, hush puppies, fried okra, plus a full salad bar and a soft drink. Every day on Live and Local Now, I'll be giving away a free New Orleans-style lunch buffet. So keep listening, and I'll see you at Rhythm Kitchen.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism. And the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust, trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Despite billions spent and a huge tax hike, Nevada schools are last in America. Crowded classrooms, low test scores, and unprepared graduates. A code red emergency that wrecks middle class families and jobs. As Governor Dan Schwartz will fix it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
My phone is blowing up. No, I'm serious. I'm starting to get social media stuff in from friends in politics. In fact, I just had one from a and I won't out him, but I just had a tweet from a friend who was saying, "Wouldn't it be good if Danny Tarkanian would do the right thing and run for one of the CDs. And I'm like, hmm. Anyway, Danny Tarkin is going to explain exactly what's going on coming up at 11:45. But no, but in fact, I just got a text. I've been getting social media and all surrounding Danny Tarkanian. Should he run for the Senate? Should he run for another office? People are talking about it, and we'll keep you apprised. And then at 11:45, he said he's definitely going to file. He would not tell me what he's going to run for, what he's going to file for. I'm assuming he's going to run for the Senate. He's going to file for the Senate, and he's going to fight a good fight against Dean Heller. I don't know why there is. I will tell you this: it is curious to me why there'd be so much pressure on him to drop out of this race. I mean, if indeed Dean Heller is supposed to kick his ass, then why is everybody up in arms to get him out of the race? Unless they know that he will be a formidable opponent. Just a thought. Anyway, we'll get to your phone call. You want to join us, you can. Here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Susan in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. It's Suzette.
Sorry, Suzette, what's up?
My problem here is it's with all the transgender stuff and all the gay confusion. Does anyone realize how much estrogen that they've been pumping into the food? And during the Obama administration, one of the heads of the Monsanto Corporation was jumping back and forth in and out of government, back to Monsanto, back to the FDA, back to Monsanto, into the USDA, back to Monsanto. They're poisoning us. When you put a female sex hormone so blatantly into all of the meats, they say they put so much in one chicken that if you gave it to your baby, it would weigh 300 pounds by the time it was 2 years old.
Weird thing. You know, weird thing. I consume a lot of red meat, bacon cheeseburgers
me
especially.
Too. I eat organic.
Does that mean that I'm consuming estrogen? And if so, what's it going to do to me? What's it going to do to me?
It makes you more effeminate.
Oh, wow.
It makes men effeminate, and it makes the women oversexed. You know, we have 10-year-old girls with periods now and triple D breasts. 10-year-old girls. So when you put a sex hormone, that's what they do to do those transitions. They pump their body up with sex hormones.
Can I be honest with you, Susan? This is the first I have heard of estrogen in my bacon cheeseburgers.
It's in everything. And then the plastics give off an estrogen-like response, and also the alfazine, which is the pesticide that they use on grass and shrubs. So mostly the men out there playing football, cutting the grass, cutting the shrubs, you're getting triple doses. It makes the frogs have three genitalia.
Well, Well, I'll just say, and that may well be true. I've just never heard of that, to be honest with you. And maybe somebody else can call me and confirm that. But I've consumed probably as many bacon cheeseburgers as anybody on the planet. I mean, it's a part of my daily staple. I mean, I love red meat, and I eat a lot of red meat. And I have yet to have a period. Although I did compliment a woman on her earrings earlier today, I don't think I'm ready to. No, wow, no. This is one I have not. And by the way, if any of you have heard of this, that Monsanto and other companies are pumping estrogen into our meats, I don't know that. That's one I just haven't been able to deal with. I want you to hear Kellyanne Conway. I promised I would play this in the segment. I want to make sure I get this in before we run out of time. Kellyanne Conway was on Fox and Friends, I guess, yesterday, and laid into Hillary Clinton. Yeah, everybody's seen clips of the comments she made in India over the weekend. And some of this stuff is just stupid stuff that Hillary said. But listen to Kellyanne Conway on Fox and Friends yesterday.
the leader of the party, Nancy Pelosi, you've seen so many Democrats come out this week really so angry with Hillary Clinton. A lot of them privately rolling their eyes, many of them publicly saying she shouldn't say that. And she basically is, again, insulting half of the country, at least half of the country. And let me tell you something, lady, the idea that I or other women like me have to ask our husbands how to vote, it's really a joke, particularly since, I won't say your name, but I'll appeal to you directly, particularly since this country knows who you are first and foremost because of whom you married. And so stop pretending you're a feminist, you're for equality, you're for fairness to women, and then running around accusing us of checking with our husbands and our significant others before we vote.
Right.
I think that this is very representative of how angry and bitter and ungracious many have become in this country, frankly. And but you know what? Keep rolling the tape. So many Democrats just want her to stop, and I'm sure so many Republicans right. just want her to continue. By the way, it's reminiscent of September 9th, which I always told Mr. Trump, the candidate, was one of the worst days for Hillary Clinton, because it's when she was revealed to have said basket of deplorables, irredeemable. She wasn't sorry she said that. She was sorry she got caught saying that.
Right.
And the best evidence you have of that is what you just saw here. She's
right.
sorry she got caught saying that. She's insulting us all over again. And I think these red state Democrats are going to have a big, big problem, particularly
right.
defending that.
There you have it. That's Kellyanne Conway yesterday. And by the way, in no uncertain terms, going directly after Hillary Rodham Clinton.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
My name is Scott Hammond. I'm a husband, a dad, and the sponsor of Nevada's ESA program. I'm also a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. My family is just like yours. My wife, Tanya, teaches 5th grade math, and I spent 16 years teaching government to high schoolers. Like you, I'm frustrated by the professional political class in Washington and their inability to pass meaningful reforms. Too often, candidates run for office making promises they can't keep, only to let down their constituents. As a state senator, I've sponsored and passed the most sweeping education reforms in Nevada history, stood up for your Second Amendment rights, and helped create high-quality, high-paying jobs for Southern Nevada. If you believe it's time to change Washington by changing the status quo in Congress, then I would appreciate your vote. Please visit my website at hammondforcongress.us. I look forward to seeing you soon. Paid for and approved by Hammond for Congress.
One of the things we're going to do in our next hour, NDOT is still developing a route for I-11 as it traverses up through the state. I-11, I always thought, was something that would link Vegas and Reno. And now what we're finding out is that NDOT is considering a route that'll leave Tonopah, run up the state through the middle of nowhere, I guess, missing communities like Hawthorne and Yerington and Reno, and enter I-80 somewhere between Jessup and Lovelock. To our friends that are listening on KAVB 98.7 in Hawthorne, one of our newer affiliates, by the way, we're going to talk about it coming up in our next hour. Okay? Don't forget, Danny Tarkanian, what will he do? He is going to file at 12 noon today. At 11:45, he's going to tell us what he's going to do. I don't know what he's going to do. I have not the foggiest idea. I expect him to file for the U.S. Senate race. But he hasn't filed yet. And a lot of people are saying, why is he waiting until the last day of filing? Well, I'll ask him that question. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now. Stress can make your life miserable. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Take it from me. Stress can come from work with bosses and coworkers or at home with family members. Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing, APRN, at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, knows the triggers of stress vary from person to person, and so do the symptoms. Because stress is such a normal occurrence in our lives, many of us don't even recognize that we're suffering from it. If you're easily agitated, feel overwhelmed, have difficulty relaxing, or if you're going through a bout of low self-esteem, then you need to see if my friends at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center can help. A simple saliva test will determine any hormone imbalances, and then Dr. Christie will develop a treatment plan tailored to your needs. Call my friend Dr. Christie Thomas at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. That's 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. They're conveniently located just off the 215 at 5735 South Fort Apache and online at vitalitymedicalwellness.com.